Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm Dean Vitale. I'm the regular guy in this podcast, and joining us is lifelong pastor John Bell. And what we do here is we throw out a question to a lifelong pastor and a man who has understanding of Jesus Christ and the Bible and God, and we ask him some questions that might be on your mind, and they're certainly on my mind. It could be a conversation or a question I had with somebody that I'm coaching. It could be a question I come up with myself, or, you know, a lot of times people will text me and say, hey, what do you think about this? And then I bring it to Senior Pastor John Bell. So, John, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So this one, you know, I've talked about, you know, pastor vision, and I don't think you've heard this. You might have, because, you know, you've heard a lot and you've been around, but you know, I've heard friends that joke and they say, you know what, I want to go to hell because that's where all my friends are going to be. And they laugh and everybody laughs. And, you know, so I'm asking you, is hell a joking matter? And do people really want to go to hell?
Well, here's what I'd say. Everyone gets to decide where they want to go. I mean, one of the great things about our God is, which it's hard for people to understand, is he gives us a free will. And he says, okay, here's your choice. You can go to heaven or you can go to hell. It's up to you. And in the Sermon on the Mount, he calls the people that go to hell, they're on the broad road. They're everyone's in a journey. You're either on a journey to heaven or you're on a journey to hell. And the broad road is the road that most people choose. Because you think of the broad road as a swift current. If you're in that swift current, you really don't have to do anything. The current will take you on its own. And so if you want to go to hell, guess what? You can, but you can also go to heaven. And the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7, Jesus calls that the straight. You know, like there's a straight, not like something that's a straight line, but there's a straight, like an island, a river passage that you'd go through, like a straight. There's a straight and narrow. So here's what that's telling us. It's telling us less people are going to go to heaven than are going to go to hell. Most people, Dean, and this is really sad, this is one of the reasons I do what I do, is most people will go end up in hell because that's what they'll choose. And they won't choose it necessarily intentionally. They'll choose it by default because they don't choose. All of us at birth are on the Broadway, and the only way to get off the journey to hell is to receive Jesus Christ. Then you get put on a different path. Now, people who joke about it, guys get together and joke, and you know it's called locker room talk, and they talk big and all that kind of stuff. But hell is not a joking matter. The clearest picture you have of hell is in Luke chapter 16. And there you have a rich man dying and a poor man dying, and the rich man ends up in hell. And here's what it says in Luke 16. He cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame. And then after that, And Abraham says, sorry, can't do it. There's a gap between us and it can't be crossed. Then he said, I beg you, Father, that you send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment. So the person that says that, if they've had a friend who died and went to hell, this is what their friend who died and went to hell would say to them. You don't want to come here. This is not a place. This is not some place where we're telling jokes and playing rock and roll music. We're not enjoying ourselves here at all. Let me give you some descriptions of what this says. Number one, it's a place of torment. I mean, it's continual torment. Not sometimes, not occasionally. It's a place of torment. It says the flame doesn't die out and the worm doesn't die. So it's a place of corruption. The word hell comes from the word Gehenna. Around the city of Jerusalem, which is on a hill, there's a valley, and that valley was called Gehenna, and it was the garbage dump. So hell is compared to a garbage dump. I think the movie, you ever watch the Mad Max movies, Dean?
Unfortunately, my wife likes them.
What I think about them, the best thing I think about those Mad Max movies is it's a dystopian world.
Mm.
And so what I would say is, if you... And now imagine a Mad Max movie on steroids, because that's what hell is.
Visualization.
It's like you put your money in the Coke machine and you get nothing. You turn on the sprinkler, nothing comes out. Nothing works. And here's the worst thing about hell: God's not there, right? Mm-hmm. The general grace of God is actually removed. So people say, well, why would God do that? Well, here's why. God does it because that's what people want. They don't want a world in which God rules things. And they don't like it. They'd like to have a God that they can create. And guess what? In hell, there's going to be a million false gods, right? It's a place of darkness. Here's a big one. It's a place of isolation. So think of solitary confinement in prison. It's a place of punishment. It's a place of unquenchable fire. And remember this, hell is just the beginning, because hell someday will give way to the lake of fire. Now, let me say last of all, hell and the lake of fire were not made for human beings. They were made for the devil and his angels. They were made because the devil and a third of the angels rebelled, and God created a place of judgment for them called the lake of fire. So it wasn't intended for us, but you know, you have to make a decision and say, no, I want to live in a world where God is completely in charge and everything that he says comes to pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that's insightful. I didn't know that the lake of fire was not created for sinners that refused to accept God's way. So this was a special place that was made for Satan and his angels to be casted in. And now, through default and only their own decision, people that don't follow God's way are going to join Satan and his angels in the lake of fire. Is that what I hear you say?
It's like this. When you're born into the kingdom of darkness. And guess who the king is over the kingdom of darkness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Satan. So he's your king, right? He's your king. And if your king has a destiny that's been appointed for him and you're part of his kingdom, you're going to get the same destiny. And the only way to opt out of that is to have another king, a different king. And the only other king is King Jesus. And you have to say, I want Jesus to be my king. And I accept his gift that he's giving to me. I don't deserve it, but I accept it by grace through faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Constant agony. And that is heavy. And then here's the bad news. It gets worse. Wow.
And here's what I'd say. Look, just because you don't believe in hell or in Satan or some of this stuff doesn't mean it's not true. It's not true because you believe it or don't believe it. It's just true.
Yeah.
And everybody has, when people have objections, whatever they are, I always say, what's your authority for life? Like, what's your authority for life? Mm-hmm. And you have, there has to be an ultimate authority in your life. And it's not something we can make up, because I can't be my authority. You can't be your authority. Even right. Washington can't be our authority. There are spiritual powers, and you are in one kingdom or you are in the other.
Yeah. Great episode, John. So what we're hearing is you choose who you're going to put on your throne, the real king or a false king. And that false king could be money here today. It can be food. It could be drugs. It could be sex. It can be a relationship. Whoever or whomever you put there, Satan, or you can put the right king, the righteous king on that throne. Am I right, John?
Yeah, I would say you might be choosing food or sex or whatever, right? But those are just ploys of the kingdom of darkness. Those are just the means that Satan uses to keep people enslaved and to keep them following him. So he's the king. The others are just the means that he uses to capture people. You know, it's like a fish hook. It's he's thrown a hook, and that hook could be lots of things. And when you bite on it, guess what? He's going to reel you in.
So just in a couple moments, I'm a little confused by calling Satan a king.
Here's what it says in Colossians. It says, you have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So it uses darkness and light. So darkness is also a place where hell is also a place of darkness. But people are in the darkness. And if there's a kingdom, just remember, there's always a king. There's always somebody behind the scenes, or either covertly or overtly, who they're running things. What they say goes. And so the kingdom is made up of things like addiction, and you know, it's sin. It's any enticement to sin, and there's all kinds of enticements. But Satan is actually called the prince and the power of the air. He's also called the god of this world. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, remember this, Dean, when he took Jesus up on a high mountain to tempt him, he showed him all, the last temptation was, he showed him all the kingdoms of this world, and then he offered them to Jesus if Jesus wouldn't go to the cross. Mm-hmm. Now, he could not make that offer unless he was in charge.
Right, right. Yeah, excellent, John. Well, again, you know what? I learned something. Like all our conversations, I continue to learn. And I hope you learned something when you were listening today as well. So on behalf of John Bell, I'm Dean Vitale saying thanks for listening to this episode of Off the Cuff. And we certainly hope that you listen to these and you recommend these podcasts to people that you feel might want to make Jesus their king. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to talking to you next time.